six in my throat. Mm-hmm.
Rule seven. When in desolation, know that the Lord is really with you and has given you enough grace to resist agitations and temptations from the enemy. This is a test for you. Trust that the Lord is near and has given you enough grace for eternal salvation. Keep calling out to him.
Nice. So what does this mean? This means like to this means to take a look at why is there a point in my prayer life that I'm experiencing dryness, or I'm unable to lack to feel the presence of God in my life.
I don't know that dryness is what we're talking about. It's desolation.
Oh, sorry. I meant desolation. Desolation. I'm looking at the rules here. So it sounds like, let one who is in desolation consider how the Lord has left them in trial in his natural powers, so he may resist the various agitations and temptations of the enemy. This is not a very popular or welcome notion, because it's saying that my suffering has value, and that the Lord is allowing me to learn something valuable from this experience of being in desolation. But the whole world says, no, any signs of discomfort or suffering, that's bad. Just get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But the Lord's saying, no, this is an opportunity, a tool, which we can sharpen our senses, we can sharpen our faith, we can sharpen the tools that we've been practicing, so that we can withstand these temptations. And so I like how he says, the Lord has left them in trial in his natural powers. That means you still have the ability to choose. As much as you feel like your back is against the wall, God has given you this free will to choose. Are you continuing to choose him amidst this desolation? Are you continuing to be faithful to him? And so the devil tries to mitigate that and saying, suffering is bad, you have no choice in this matter. And the Lord is challenging us and saying, no, you do have a challenge. You do have a say in this matter. Like even when Jesus carries his cross, right, he continues to do it out of love. At each and every moment, like he chose to do it. He didn't view it as, you know, I'm being forced to do this upon myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the fact that the Lord is really close to you. So in desolation, sometimes we can feel like the Lord isn't far from us, but the Lord is near. It's just the downtime in the relationship, which is fine. It's nobody's. Anyways, but the Lord is really with you, and you always have enough grace. The Lord always supplies enough grace for our eternal salvation. So, to be able to lean on that and grow in loving the Lord. And against or with that also is Rule 8. And Rule 8 is when in desolation, be patient and know that the Lord will come soon, will soon console you. Again, keep working against the desolation as in Rule 6. So, with more prayer, meditation, examine, penance, being active against the desolation. So, yeah, being aware of it and then being patient through it and knowing that and trusting that the Lord will soon restore us back to consolation, and maybe not a high-flying consolation, but at least back into a graced living with him. So even if it lasts a week, desolation, that's not necessarily a horrible thing, because he teaches us to, yeah, which is Rule 10. Look at that. So we'll get to Rule 10 here. But my favorite rule, we'll get to my favorite rule here, is Rule number 9.